You are the reason your family is alive. And now they've woken up.
Nothing is going to harm my little girl.
The world's a bad place, and sometimes we have to do bad things to survive.
I will deliver another kind of nightmare. I'm going to keep you safe, always and forever.
We're family. We stick together.
The Originals, Fridays at 8, 7 central on the CW.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking the Originals. It is Tuesday afternoon, evening, March 28th. Alongside of me, I got my partner in crime, my fellow vampire lover, my fellow Cammy hater.
No.
Kristen from AccordingToKristen.com. What's up, Kristen?
What up, Mike?
I've been waiting for you.
That's a lie.
I watched this episode. I'm like, let's do this. You're like, I gotta go to the gym, and then I gotta do my nails, and I gotta put a mask on my face.
I did do that.
Exactly.
Actually.
So now I hit her up, y'all, and I was like, Kristen, can we do this already? And she's like, fine.
So that's half true, half not so much.
So we're gonna be talking about Friday's episode.
Yes.
No quarter. A little bit more exciting than the premiere. And when I say a little bit more exciting, the premiere we really liked, you and I.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this one here was like, turn it up a little bit. How'd you feel about it?
As usual, I loved it.
Ah, yay! Me and Kristen get along again.
It's really hard for me to find an episode of The Originals that I have not liked.
Let me think. I would have to agree with you. I don't think I've ever watched it where I was like, what is this? You know? I mean, Vampire Diaries, I did that a lot when Elena was on. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I mean, I think out of the two, The Originals is a dope show. It's mm-hmm. a dope show. And I don't know if it's just the characters plus it taking place in New Orleans. So you got witches and werewolves. I like all that stuff. You know, so it's definitely a liking more than the Elena Vampire Diaries.
Harsh.
I never liked Elena. I mean,
I know you didn't. I mean, but you don't like Cammy either. She was in this episode.
Now, but Cammy, I did put in my notes here. I Cammy, she helped Klaus.
Mm-hmm.
So I give her kudos because even though she wasn't there, but she was in the subconscious, she did push Klaus to definitely get his ass out of that situation.
Yes.
So I guess I'll give a semi three finger high five to Cammy.
A three finger high five?
If you would have saw me, I did three fingers like the Hunger Games, and I was like, there you go.
It's a high three.
High three. I definitely enjoyed the beginning. I don't know about you. How do you feel about Cole?
I have a love-hate relationship with Cole.
Really?
Yeah. Because he's too off the wall. He just doesn't listen to anyone. That's part of what I like about him.
Right.
But sometimes he just does some dumb shit. In this episode, though, he did something nice for Josh.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't catch that until the second time I watched it. Like, because when he got when Josh's boyfriend showed him, he's like, I heard you. And then he was like, what? And then the second time I saw Cole with the phone, mm-hmm. I was like, and I even put my notes. I was like, oh, Cole does nice to Josh.
That's because he was friends with Davina.
Davina, that's why. Because if it mm-hmm. wasn't for Davina,
he would have been dead.
Oh, yes. He would have been a goner. I was going to go to Josh real quick, but either way. No, but Cole, I'm trying to think if I ever not liked Cole. I like the dude. I think I like him how he's just not balanced. I think right now he's just pissed off about losing Davina for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, he's such a smartass, especially when he tells Marcel he was never a Michelson, so get over it.
Yeah.
Because I'm a fan of Marcel, but when Cole said that, I was like, you go, Cole. It was good seeing, my heart goes pity patter, Rebecca.
Yes.
She's my favorite. I mean, so is Elijah, because he's just got that killer swag.
Mm-hmm.
But
you know what was funny though?
What?
Why?
Uh-oh. Here it comes.
When they all got together finally mm-hmm. and they were killing all those felons.
Right.
Why were they like cleaning themselves and nobody thought to clean their face? I'm like, Elijah had that little handkerchief thing and he's like wiping his face. But I'm like, hello, you missed some.
That is true. He did have the he did, didn't he?
Yeah.
And then when he walks off, you're like, hey, you forgot. I didn't even know. I knew that he was cleaning it, but I didn't even see. You girls really look at all that kind of crap. I'm just like.
Well, the thing with Elijah, the reason why I noticed it so much with him is because he has that thing where like he doesn't like to be dirty or whatever.
Right.
Because remember, I think it was last season, he was like freaking out. And then the whole thing with the red door and all that. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, he doesn't like blood being on him, but he's like cleaning himself and he left all that shit on his face.
Because maybe he was distracted because he had to go save Klaus. And so he forgot a spot.
Well, he forgot all of it is what happened.
But it is now that you're talking about it, because I can now picture in my mind, especially like Cole just had it all over his face, right? Like he was just all messed up.
Oh, he had it all over his shirt, all over his face.
Rebecca
had that little bit on her mouth.
I know. I would have been like, let me get that for you. I would have done that. I would have done
I'm
that.
Sure you would have.
I would have done that to Elijah. I'd be like, Elijah, get over here. Give me but yeah, no, I definitely enjoyed the beginning. What else? I definitely have my notes that I am really starting to like Freya.
Yeah.
She's been it's a kind of love-hate thing. Maybe the way you feel about Cole is the way I feel about Freya. Because there's times where I'm like, go Freya! And then there's times I'm like, I hate you, Freya! but I think it's good to have her on the team. She's like a Bonnie.
Yeah.
You know? So
hopefully she doesn't die as many times as Bonnie did.
Oh, no joke. Right. Now, let me ask you a question, though. So we got Freya, and we got the end of this episode, and, of course, Vincent finds the snake book, and obvious, and, you know, of course, Marcel says, you got to leave. As soon as I saw that, I was like, okay, they're telling the Michelsons they got to leave, so they're going to be out in the farm with the daughter, but then Vincent's going to be like, the whole city of New Orleans is in danger. The Michelsons have to come back in the picture.
Yeah, to help.
To save the day, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, what do you think that whole snake thing is? You think it's ancestors?
I think the writers of this show create these plot lines where there's no way for you to figure it out.
Okay.
Like, I don't think we're going to be able to even come up with 10 little ideas of what the hell is going to happen.
See, I was wondering because – you know, in the commercial, you see it looked like Vincent's wife. Because remember, because she was a witch too, right? Wasn't she?
Yeah, and she was evil. She was like trying to collect all the kids. And
right. And honestly, it showed the little boy with the blue eyes. And then Vincent does say, I did something and it's all my fault. I'm wondering if it has to do with his wife, like his wife coming back and collecting children.
Yeah, see, I thought that because Hope is drawing that thing and then –
And then
they keep showing the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So my first thought was his wife, but didn't she die?
I think she did. And I thought Vincent had something to do with it. Because, you know, he loved her and blah, blah, blah. And then she had to be taken out. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think. What? What's up, buddy? You want a playground? Okay, we're going to go right now. We're talking about Vincent's wife. We'll be right there. He's like, I want to go to the playground. I don't care about no whatever.
Vincent.
I don't care about Vincent. Now, if you would have been talking about Rebecca, that would have been a different story. Yeah, so I think that's what it's going to be. And it has to be witches. And if it is witches, you're going to need Freya. And then Marcel's going to be like, oh, damn it. Come back. And it's going to be all crazy.
Marcel, I like Marcel, but he kind of needs to get off his little high horse.
You know what? Really?
Yeah.
I thought Marcel gave great speeches.
He always does give good speeches. I will give him that.
I felt it. And that last one, I mean, I think he was nailing those speeches like big time. And I think I can see why he's so pissed off. I don't think it has anything to do with like power and this is my city. And I think it's he's so mad at the family, especially for Elijah ripping out his heart. And The messed up thing is Klaus, if I remember correctly, wasn't Klaus upset at Elijah for doing that?
Yeah.
But Marcel didn't see that.
Yeah, and that keeps bothering me because why doesn't he say that? Like, neither of them say anything, but he did not agree with what Elijah did.
Right. I'm wondering if that's going to come out. So I think that's why, you know, Marcel, I think Marcel has every right. And it just sticks out a little bit more because now Marcel has the power.
Yeah. You know, so. I mean, I get why he's angry, but I think it's more that he wants to be accepted by them, and he's coming across as though he doesn't want anything to do with them, but I think it's more that he wants to be accepted and he doesn't feel like he is. But I'm like, why can't these people ever just talk? They'd like fight each other and try to kill each other and rip their hearts out. And I'm like, can you just have a conversation, please?
I could see that. I could see that. I could see. Because I'm sure that pain there and then not accepted. And then, of course, the cherry on top when Elijah, it's obvious that I'm not accepted to the family because you killed me.
Yeah.
You know, but I would think that Elijah would, I'm not Elijah. I think Marcel would understand, like, okay, that's his brother, though. So, of course, I don't know. I definitely feel for Marcel. I'm still a Marcel fan. Believe it or not, I like a lot of the characters in this. So I'm just
Even the ones you're not supposed to like, you kind of like them.
Yep. Agreed. Like, one I'm not sure if I'm supposed to like is the Katniss vampire.
I know, but she's so pretty.
She is. She's nice on the eyes. And then, of course, Marcel at the end of this, you know, I think they're doing sexy time.
Yeah, I think so.
Lucky bastard. But you know what? I did like the fact that, because at first I wasn't sure if I could trust her, you know, but it seems like she's very loyal to Marcel. Because even like when that other vampire says we can, you know how, what we can get for a Michelson when Rebecca's knocked out.
Yeah.
And then she's like, hey, if Marcel says don't touch, I'm not touching. So, I'm still watching her, but I think she's really loyal. For some reason, I don't know. I thought that romantic part there at the end of it on the couch, I could just, for some reason, I was like, oh, Marcel, oh crap, she's probably going to die and Marcel's going to lose it. That, I don't know why. I hope she doesn't die because I like her.
Because anytime that somebody starts to get in a relationship on this show, the other person dies.
Yeah, like Josh and his boyfriend, I was like, when are y'all going to die?
Yes.
When are y'all going to die?
And now this one is probably going to die.
Yeah, because he's human, so he's screwed.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens. But I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out what I feel about Josh. I'm not sure. Can't put my finger on if I like him. I liked him more when Davina was alive.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what his purpose is going to be right now.
Yeah, because like he owns the bar. In that, he owns the magical bar, right? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Or is it? Or is it the? I swear the bar that he works at. And Originals fans, if I'm wrong, I swear that the bar that he owns is the magical one where
they can't be traced.
They can't be traced and it can't be done. That's where Stefan and Klaus met up.
Yeah.
So
that's the one that Cammy worked at too.
Right. So I'm wondering if he has that. You know, he's the leader of that. You know, like Cammy had all the spell crap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is he the one? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if. But at this point, I don't think he can handle all this responsibility. Josh is not the most. I thought he was going to be sneaky, but that dude just caved in big time. I mean, I would.
Because I think he knows.
Well, I would too. If
he's Rebecca, like, oh, shit.
Yeah, if Rebecca said anything to me, I'd be like, would take my clothes off. What? Oh, you didn't want me to do that? Okay, my bad. What else? What'd you think about the part where Klaus slabs freaking Marcel with the dagger? I really thought it was going to go in him.
Well, I did too.
But.
And then when it didn't, I was like, oh, crap.
When it didn't,
now he's gonna be extra mad.
See, when he did, when it didn't, I was like, "Shit, Marcel's really strong." Because <I was like, laughs> it went into Klaus. Klaus tried; it still went in him.
Yeah.
So Marcel, I don't know. It's gonna be interesting. The big moment at the end.
Aww.
I did. I can't remember. I think this is the. Is this the first time Klaus is like legitly smiled? Not like snickered, I'm going to eat you smile.
Oh my God, I said the same thing. Right? Like, oh my God, he smiled.
When I saw it, I was like, oh, he's not going to kill anybody. This is so cool. So no, I was happy. I saw all the memes on Twitter, you know, the Klaus smiling and blah, I think everybody was moved. I was moved, you know, but then I thought freaking the glow snakes. They're going to try to take her, and Klaus is not going to be a happy camper.
Mm-mm. I mean, obviously, she has to be tougher than we think she is, because if it was quick to take that little boy, you know what I mean? Unless she has something to do with it. Like, why is she drawing it?
I don't know. I don't know if it's – maybe she can see things. I have no idea. And that you said it on the dot. I try to figure out and I'm like, these sneaky writers. Like I can't figure that part out. I don't know if she's part of it, if she's sensing it. And it's obvious that And like you said it last on last week's recap that, you know, Haley definitely says something about how powerful hope is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as a baby, she was, what did she do when she was, didn't she stop
she
the car?
She stopped the car?
Yeah. And that was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
She's like a Jedi. So I'm here. I really want to see what Hope's going to do. I'm excited to see Hope whoop ass.
Maybe they're going to have to call Alaric.
Oh, God.
It could happen.
I mean,
he's like the whatever.
He's the teacher like at Hogwarts. Or Professor X from the X-Men, whichever route you want to go.
Oh my God.
I don't know. You know, it'd be
cool. Yeah, but Vincent has that notebook now, so who knows what they're going to find in there and what
that
he
is true.
Did.
I'd like to see Caroline come up. She's got witch kids.
Yes.
You know, so I'm waiting for that.
And Klaus wants her.
Maybe Damon will come.
No, he's gone.
No, he's not. He can come back. In Mystic Falls, everybody comes back.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Damon comes back. No, I'm curious.
Oh, but wait, he's not. No, he's not yet.
No, he's not, right?
Because this is supposed to be 5 years. Like, the originals is on a 5-year time jump.
What? Is it really?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's why Hope is.
No, five. No, yeah, I got that. But is it still 5 years from Mystic Falls days? Right? It's on the same plane, right?
I think. So,
because that's the thing with the vampires, it jumped and then everybody started dying. And then I was so confused. I was like, well, are they seeing their spirits or whatever? So I don't know if that jumped through. But if that was, I mean, because some people were saying for the Vampire Diaries that Elena and Damon lived together, like lived a life and then they died. Right. And then she saw her parents. And then so somewhere they had to have been together for 15, 20 years. I'm assuming.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I was going to say, because. Like, I know, I can't remember right now on the Vampire Diaries what that jump was. Like, they did the flash forwards and all that crap. I'm confused.
Right.
But at one point, Caroline went to New Orleans.
True.
So, and she had the girls, the twins.
And then also, Klaus sends her a letter saying, here's a donation for the school.
Exactly.
So, I know, that's when I saw that. I was like, wait, I'm so confused. But so who cares? Caroline comes over there. Bam.
But there is a possibility for Damon.
Hey, I'll take it.
Exactly.
I don't care.
I'm sure everyone will take it.
Yeah, for real. But, I mean, Elena can stay over there. Please, God. Writers, if you're listening, or anybody that knows a writer, that knows a cousin, that knows a brother, sister, keep Elena over there. She'll just... I'll take Catherine. But she's dead anyways, too.
Yeah, she's long gone.
That fire got her, Stefan. So it's over. Oh, sorry, if anybody hasn't seen The Vampire Diaries.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. But you should have already, okay? You should have. That's all I'm saying. but yeah, I think this was a really, really good episode. I really liked it.
Great.
You know, and it's always good. And this coming up week, Friday night, a new episode. I don't know what it's called.
Me either.
But it looks like we're going to get some blue balls.
What?
The blue energy balls. Hello. I'm not talking about your kind of blue balls. So yeah. So scale of 1 to 10, what do you give this episode?
10.
Do I give it a 10? Let me see here. Let me look at my
notes
here.
Yes,
let's
you do.
See. Okay, I loved Rebecca, and then there was Rebecca there. And then Rebecca fights.
And Klaus and Hope.
And then Klaus and Hope. That was the moment. And then Cole, I totally forgot when he ripped that dude's heart out, and then he starts whipping people, and then Rebecca throws that guy, and he lands on the tombstone. That was hot. I almost took my shirt off that part.
So, yes, a 10.
I give it a 10. Yeah, you're right. Excellent. Wow, we're actually getting along. This is the first time we ever have. We've done
a
lot.
It's the originals. They bring us together.
Yeah, we've done a lot of shows together where I'm like, that was a good answer. You're like, shut up, Mike. And I'm like, why are you so mean to me?
Oh, my God. So, opposite.
Whatever. All right, so we're done with this recap. So thanks for tuning in. I totally forgot to look to see who's been listening. So next time me and Kristen get together, we'll do the shout outs to the countries. And then shout outs to who are peeps. That really nice on the originals. The originals AFFF is FFFFF.
Yeah.
That's not their handle.
Oh, I know. I'm looking it up right now. Sorry. Unprepared.
I know you are unprepared. They're really nice. They're really cool. They were sharing
our stuff. It's the originals AAF.
Do they have a website or Facebook page on that Twitter?
It's the originals AAF.com.
Yeah. Check them out because they're hardcore fans, right? They're like hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we're fans. I mean, I'm a fan. Maybe, Kristen, you're probably a higher fan than me, right?
Yes.
And then they're like over us.
Yes.
They're like the Michelsons. And we're like, I'll be like Marcel. and then you can be like Josh.
No.
Vincent?
No.
Well, I mean, that's all
you want to be Katniss.
Okay, you can. No, because then I'm sleeping with you. What is
wrong? No, but they're not sleeping together yet.
Yes, they are. You
okay, no, but without
what the sleeping together. What is going on here?
Without the sleeping together, but she's badass. I like her.
Kristen, remember.
Unless she does something wrong and then I hate her.
Please, Kristen, remember that I'm married, all right?
Okay, I want to be Cammy, but she's dead.
Cammy had a thing for Marcel also. What is
no,
why
she
are you
had a
drawn
thing for
to
Klaus.
Me? Why are you drawn to me?
Listen.
We got to go. This is getting very uncomfortable. I'm sorry, everybody, for...
You just made it really weird.
You
no.
made it weird. All right, enough of us. Enough of you. If any other guys want to talk to you, now you just ruined your thing because now all the guys are going to be intimidated by me. Way to go.
Oh, God. Oh,
Jesus Christ. According to Kristen.com, that's your blog.
Yes.
People can find all your stuff there, all your goodies.
Yes.
And people want to find you on Twitter, Instagram. What is it?
I am at thisiskristen_.
Sweet. Is that it?
And Facebook at According to Kristen.
All right, cool. The blog I got, iwatchmike.com. You can go there and check it out. All the podcasts are there. If you go to the top, you'll see a little tab that says podcast. Bam, there you go. If you got iTunes, you can always search Talking the Originals. Kristen and I are there. And then Twitter, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, iwatchmike on Facebook, Snapchat's on the blog. If you want to find us on audioboom.com, you can go to audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike. And you can find all our shows because Kristen and I, we do The Walking Dead together, Fear of the Walking Dead, now the Originals,
mm-hmm.
right? Anything else?
Not yet.
No, you made it weird. This is it. We're not doing anything else anymore.
Oh, my God.
Because if I do another show with you, you're going to be like, I think I have a chance with Mike.
And no.
You're, and you're going to tell your girlfriends and my wife's going to be like, who is that? I'm going to be like, honey, she just admires all this.
Oh, my God. Your wife is going to hate me.
It's all right.
So, you know. No, Mike, that's weird.
Well, you made it weird.
No, I did not.
That's a whole different other show. That's a whole different show.
Can we rewind?
Nope. Let's say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
You are the reason your family is alive. And now they've broken up.
Nothing is going to harm my little girl.
The world's a bad place, and sometimes we have to do bad things to survive.
I will deliver another kind of nightmare. I'm going to keep you safe, always and forever.
We're family. We stick together.
The Originals, Fridays at 8/7 Central on the CW.